In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Mark Claver. Hello, Mark Claver.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. You sound like you're in a good mood. Where are you?
I'm at my house right now. I just got the new Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
You did.
And I'm not feeling any effects, so I'm happy about that.
We got a few minutes on the radio here, so let me know if you feel any dizziness, any muscle ache.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you. And you know what? The truth is, I'm just so excited to be here on WHUD. I've listened to you guys for so long. Since I was a kid, I've heard this channel, and I'm just so pumped that, you know, that I get the opportunity to experience this interview. I really appreciate it.
See, now, one of the side effects of the vaccine, I got to warn you, Mark, is that kind of, you know, flattery. Okay? So you live in Rockland County. What town?
Yeah, I live in Suffern, New York.
Okay. All your life, you say?
Yes, I lived here all of my life.
What are you doing today, Mark, to further your musical career?
So I'm constantly writing. I'm constantly submitting my music to labels, and you know, I think the main thing that I'm doing is obviously, you know, working on focusing on my social media, focusing on always, you know, being on the lookout for new topics to write about. Mm-hmm. Because as a songwriter, you know, it's very hard if you just wait for a moment of inspiration. But if you're sitting there playing a chord progression, it's much easier to just try to freestyle with it and come up with a new track. So that's what I try to do every day. And you know, if it works, I gotta write it before the inspiration leaves. So I try to do that for at least 10 minutes every day.
Yeah, that's what they say. Inspiration is one thing, but perspiration is 90% of it, right?
Well, yeah, I guess they do say that.
Are you from a musical family, Mark?
Yes, sir, I am. I am actually one of five. I'm a quintuplet.
Oh, my God, a quintuplet.
The reason I bring that up is because being a quintuplet is like having four best friends. So they all play music. I have three sisters and one brother the same age. We're all 25, and each one of them sings or plays an instrument.
What similarities of the five of you do you find stand out the most?
I guess I would say, first of all, our sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Our family is very goofy, and we love just sitting around doing nothing and talking and just hanging out, you know? I feel like, you know, especially with a songwriter, part of being a songwriter is making something out of nothing, you know? And I feel like I get that from my family because that's what we love doing. We just love sitting there and having a great time when there's nothing to do.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Mark Claver. Do you have a day job as well?
Yes, I do. I teach guitar to children ages 7 through right now 14 or 15, but I also teach, you know, people that are in their 40s. But most of my clientele are between the ages of 7 and 14.
What other instruments besides guitar do you play?
I play drums, yeah. I was a drummer for 7 years. That's kind of my origin because my father, he was a very famous drummer. His name is Sam Claver. Mm-hmm. He's played over 5,000 weddings. So I grew up watching him play drums, and that was kind of the foundation for my music.
Over 5,000 weddings.
He's healthy, and he's all vaccinated as well.
Tell me about the song we're going to play called One Sided. It's a good one. Well done.
Thank you so much.
How did it happen, and what's it about?
Okay, so let's start with what it's about. One Sided is about someone who's in a relationship, and they feel like they're just not receiving the same vibe that they are giving off, you know, they're putting in more than they're getting. You know, the chorus in One Sided is say it out loud, because so many times, so often we find, you know, at least I find that it's so hard to admit your faults. Any strong relationship consists of talking about how you feel.
You mentioned inspiration before. Was this inspired by a true story?
Yes, it was inspired by a true story. I had to get into character here because for me it was more inspired by a business relationship where I was working with a producer, and so I ended up writing the song for that reason. But I also wanted to write it in a way that people can relate to, you know, and not everybody can relate to that scenario. So I really just tried to put myself in character in terms of being in any relationship. And so I recorded this actually in my bedroom, and I sent it to Arm & Hammer with my buddy miles away, whose name is Devin actually, but His music name is Miles Away, and, you know, here we are. After 2 weeks, it's already at 200,000 plays, and I couldn't be happier.
200,000 plays where?
On Spotify. I really connected with these lyrics for my own reasons, but I feel like when you connect with a song, it comes through and other people connect with it.
Sure.
So I definitely think that played a part in the song's success so far, and I just hope it continues.
What website can people find out more about Mark Claver, K-L-A-V-E-R? R-E-R.
Oh, thanks so much for asking. Right now, please follow me on Instagram as under Mark Claver Music, or on Spotify especially under Mark Claver.
And if you just want to take guitar lessons, you can also do that, Mark Claver Music, I would imagine, right? Here's Mark Claver and the song One-Sided. If you like Mark, terrific. If you don't like Mark, there are four more like him at home, so you have your choice. It's
Thanks so much.
Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Mark, well done and good luck.
Thank you. Take care.